While the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade just yesterday, abortion providers in some states have already gotten a preview of what will happen in a post-Roe world. NPR's Laura Benchoff has this story of one doctor who's been working in Oklahoma.
While practicing family medicine, Dr. Maya Bass began secretly driving to Oklahoma City on the weekends to provide abortion care, a nerve-wracking experience.
It was too close. You know, like in my head, the protester didn't have to drive more than 90 miles to get to my house.
The group she worked for, called Trust Women, was founded after the abortion provider Dr. George Tiller was murdered in 2009. A few years ago, Bass moved back to the Philadelphia area where she grew up, but continued flying to Oklahoma about once a month. When Texas's law restricting abortions took effect last year, the Oklahoma City Clinic doubled the number of days a week it provided abortions. Even so, Bass says many pregnant people had to wait to save money for a longer trip or to get off the wait list.
So we're seeing people who are later in pregnancy. We're seeing people who are sicker.
Then in May, Oklahoma banned nearly all abortions, and the clinic shut down. After the Dobbs decision, Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor said,
abortions are not allowed from the moment of conception except to save the life of the mother. So Oklahoma is indeed the most pro-life state in the nation.
But patients from Oklahoma and Texas had already started traveling to Kansas, where abortion remains legal. Once again, providers shifted to expand appointments where they could. And Bass says staff at the closed clinics worked the phones, helping people find open ones and delivering information about drugs to induce an abortion that are available in some states by mail.
Resources, if you are going to decide to self-manage abortion, resources for if telehealth is available in your state, how to use it and who to contact so that people can access abortion care that way.
Now Bass is shifting her focus to western Pennsylvania, which borders states with more restrictions either planned or in place already. But here, she's eyeing November's election. Pennsylvania's Republican candidate for governor has vowed to ban abortion as well. Laura Benchoff, NPR News, Philadelphia.